You are listening to KG Mwekezi on SAFM.
21 minutes past 5 on SAFM. So we shift gear now. 44 people who were allegedly being trafficked from Gauteng have been rescued by police in the Northern Cape. Police launched an investigation after some of them managed to escape and reported to the nearest police stations in Kuruman. They had been taken to the province under the pretense of a learnership opportunity. For more on this, we're joined on the line by the Northern Cape Police spokesperson, Captain Tebogo Tebe. Captain Tebe, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Please explain to us how you even intercepted this trafficking.
Well, to your listeners, we were not aware what was it up until the aid came to the local police station and reported. And from what it is that the conditions that were promised.
Sorry, Captain. Sorry, Captain. Can you move around because your line is not clear, so that we can get you, much clearer. Find a spot that maybe will be better for our network, and then you can respond now to the question.
I hope this is better now.
This is better now. Thank you.
Yes, I was saying we were not aware of what was happening up until some of them, eight of them, rocked at local police station and reported. And our investigation, we picked up that maybe it's because of the conditions and the fact that they were promised. What was promised was not delivered, hence they came to the police station.
So the eight that came to the police station, how do you go from eight to ultimately 44 people? And when you say they, you know, the conditions that were promised were not delivered, what kind of conditions were promised and where were they living?
Well, as soon as we got the information, we immediately launched an investigation. We then went to where they were sleeping and we found the condition appalling because there were two groups, like we said, 8 females and 34 males, and they were divided as such. They were sleeping in a garage somewhere there in Sweden. When we visited the conditions, like I said, they were not up to standard. From there, they also informed us that they were promised to be paid weekly. They were not being paid weekly. They were promised meals, but they were only being provided with one meal per day. And from the conditions or everything that we could see, we picked up that there were elements of human trafficking within that. Because if you are saying or taking a number of people from one place to another and you bring them something and you deliver something different, obviously it will point out that there are elements of human trafficking within that.
So, I mean, how old were they? You say there were 8 females and 36 males. How did they range in terms of age?
It was between 19 and 38. There were some ladies who were very young. And within the 34, you always have those who will not agree that what is happening is human trafficking. Because our discussion between us and them, some of them didn't believe what was happening was human trafficking. They were saying they were there to work. They are just waiting for their money. They believe that they'll be paid within the next 2 weeks. But we said, no, from our experience, this is how you start. You might not even be having an idea of what is happening. Because our experience tells that most of the people who have been trafficked, they don't know exactly what is happening.
So where you found them, where you say the living conditions where you found them were completely appalling, who owns the property? Who has been arrested up to now?
The properties were hired. From what we got from the property owners, there were people who came there and hired the property from them because it was two dwellings. One was a garage, the other was an old two-roomed house. But there were all 8 females living there. On the other, on the garage, it was 34 males living there. We are yet to arrest anybody. Remember, these cases of human trafficking are very intricate in nature, very complex. One will not actually rush to arrest. You will rather investigate first and arrest at a later stage.
So what are your investigations saying up until now, and what else do you still need to investigate?
From what we heard is that these people were selling lies in Kuruman for a living, despite the fact that they were informed that they were going to be in a leadership of light making and electricity of some sort. Therefore, what we are trying to gather is at this moment is who trafficked these people to our province and how do the network works. Because human trafficking doesn't happen with one person. Most of the time it's a syndicate. So we're trying to involve, we're trying to investigate who's involved and which syndicate might be involved.
Mm. Is this the biggest, coup, if you may, of 44 people that you've had of human trafficking in the Northern Cape? Or has there been one bigger? Or are there any syndicates that are existing in the area that you know of?
It is our belief that this one is the biggest in relation to the number.
Mm.
And we have been busy going around the province trying to have the awareness campaign so that our people can be aware of the signs. Because most of the time it happens right in front of their eyes and they don't know what is happening. Therefore, we have been around the province to try and sensitize them that if you see something happening in this nature and you might not know, this is actually human trafficking. And we'll continue doing that so that there might be cases happening that we might not know about. People are not reporting, but we are trying to say to them that we are here. This is happening. Wake up to it, and the police are ready to assist.
Yeah,
like it happened in this case.
So where's the group now? The group of 44 people. Everybody's alive. Everybody's in all right health. I'm going to assume of the 44 that you got. Where are they now?
Definitely. The group came from Gauteng province. Mm-hmm. What we did is that we partnered with other departments like your social development, and then we moved them back to Joburg and try and reunite them with their families. That's right.
And in terms of the health that you found them in?
They have been there for 21 days. They were there for 21 days. Health-wise, we think they were okay. There was nothing sinister. It was just our normal scene that this person maybe haven't been taking a bath for some time. So that was just that.
Yes. And there were no cases of any women that had been raped as a result of the trafficking? None of that?
No, none of that. We definitely made sure of that. That was the first thing that we had to look into.
Mm-hmm.
And we had conversations with them. And we found out that has not been taking place.
So where are the 44 now? Have they been sent back to Gauteng?
Yes, we definitely made sure that by Saturday morning, on the 6th, we, with our partners, we took them back to Gauteng and made sure that they were reunited with the families.
And I'm going to assume that your investigation into the syndicate then continues still.
Of course. If we are going to leave it like that, we believe that it might happen again that in future they will bring 100. So we might as well try and investigate and sort it out at this stage.
Is there something particularly about the area of Kuruman, or are you finding it's across the province? The incidents that you've had of trafficking happen just generally, perhaps across varied parts of the Northern Cape?
Remember that Northern Cape, it has full of mines. It's full of mines.
Mm-hmm.
And there are routes that are going to Cape Town. So it is our belief that this also contributes to what is happening around this area. And like I said earlier, we also believe that the know-how and the awareness of the community, they might not know what is happening. They might think that these people are in transit going somewhere.
Mm.
Then next week, somebody is coming and saying that I need to rent this two room. And from there, you see many people in the yard and you don't even ask what is happening. They just think that, no, they are here. They are saving lives.
Mm.
But the living conditions will also tell you. And if you have a conversation with one or two of them,
yeah,
from there, you might pick up what is happening.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. And thank you very much for making the time to talk to us, Captain.
Pleasure, thank you.
Thank you. Captain Tebogo Tebe in the Northern Cape. He is the Northern Cape Police spokesperson talking about the 44 people who were allegedly being trafficked from Gauteng and had been brought to Kuruman under the guise or the pretense of a learnership opportunity that was happening there. It's 5:30. It's time for traffic with Rob Byrne.